Grab your big book, your pen, your highlighter, and notepad, and get ready to hear and apply some of the solution from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous through the experience, strength, and hope of Nikki M. To have a question addressed in a future episode of Noodle It Out with Nikki, please send an email to noodlewithnikki@gmail.com, and Nikki is spelled with two K's. To get a more interactive experience with Nikki as she noodles out life and recovery questions using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, you can get a link to her weekly Noodle It Out with Nikki meeting held live on Zoom every Monday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The information to that meeting is in the show notes of this podcast. God morning, God afternoon, God evening to all out there. My name is Justin B. I am a son of an all-powerful and all-loving God and a qualifying addict of multiple fellowships living in the miracle of recovery. And I'm here on this Noodle It Out with Nikki M. podcast with Nikki M. herself, the intelligent agent, spearhead of God's ever-advancing creation. Nikki, thank you for being here today. We're excited to have this conversation. Introduce yourself if you wouldn't mind.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nikki M., and I'm exactly what Justin introduced me as, an agent. And I'm really also a grateful child of God. I didn't know this. I thought that was for other people, like they're special. It's for them. But this is what happens when you stay in the 12 steps long enough. And this is a real promise. It says, it's on page 55. It says, the consciousness of your belief, not my mom's, not society's, not even Justin B's, not of my prime minister, but of Nikki M's belief is sure to come to me. And so I'm just a real special agent child of God. Thank you.
And thank you, Nikki. Thank you for being that and striving to live up to those principles. Very helpful and a great example. All right. As I mentioned earlier, I'm the steward of the RICO 12 family of recovery resources. Among those are the RICO 12 weekly speaker meeting that we hold each Friday. It comes out in podcast format within an hour or two after holding that live speaker meeting. We also have this Noodle It Out with Nikki and the Big Book Roundtable podcast, in which we go line by line through the Big Book from front cover to page 164 and really do a deep dive in there. Man, such good stuff. And there are more projects on the horizon. Thank you for all of your support, whether it's just listening and sharing with those in your recovery networks, or if you have given or choose to give financially to this project, it's very helpful. All right, we're going to jump in and address another question and have Nikki take us through the Big Book with the answers going page by page, line by line to get the answers on this. You know, Nikki, the last time you and I recorded in that last episode, we talked about how the person was feeling some guilt, some shame, some pain about their addiction causing the echoes of their addiction causing pain in the lives of those they loved. And this one may hit on a couple of similar notes, but it's coming from a different perspective. And I'm going to jump in on this question here and let's go into it. The question is, how can I deal with the fact that my closest people, for example, my spouse, my parents, maybe a sibling, maybe a child, can't provide the support and understanding that I need in recovery? Yeah, so there's a question for you, Nikki. What does the book say, and what's your experience, strength, and hope?
Wow, it says a lot, to be honest. And if you're just listening, or if you've been listening to Noodle and you're part of this, we repeat the same thing over and over again. Why? Because let's just start here. This promise must come true. We are in a program, and it's on page 87. We want this to come true. What used to be the hunch, page 87, it's a step 11 promise. What used to be the hunch or occasional inspiration gradually, see, this happens slowly. It gradually becomes a working part of the mind. It becomes our second nature. See, and I want to go deep. Actually, I don't know why God brought me here, but this is rad because you said the people closest to me do not understand what I need, what I need for my recovery, for my recovery. See, Justin and I, just so you guys know too, we show up at the table with our big book, with a pen, with a paper, taking notes. Are you walking into your meetings like that? Are you on your Zoom phone calls with that? Are you going into your, when you're going into see where religious people are right, are you taking notes in church and your synagogues and your mosque and doing your, you know, taking notes on that yoga position? Like, this is serious stuff. This is not just come in and take it easy. There's a price that has to be paid. So the people closest to me don't understand what I need. Well, you're still inexperienced and you just made conscious contact with this power, with God, with these spiritual principles. So it's not probable that you're going to be inspired at all time. And it's certainly not probable that the people around you are going to be inspired at all times. And you're going to pay for this presumption. What presumption? That the people closest to me should understand what I need. See, like, this is, Nikki, well, we're talking about getting off alcohol, drugs. No, this is a life instruction book, everybody. This is how to live life. See, the big book is you cannot be blotting out your consciousness with alcohol, drugs, sex, love, food, scrolling your life away, thoughts, anger, fear. You can't do it. The book is about relationships. So you're going to, if you think, that's why we're starting here, because I want this person to know, if you really think and you presume that the people closest to you are going to understand what you need, because all of a sudden you stopped drinking, you stopped eating, you stopped losing your mind, Miss Al-Anon, you are going to pay in all sorts of absurd actions. My line out says, I'm going to start acting out. I'm going to get into obsessive thinking. I'm going to get into comparing. I'm going to get into doing things that I should not do. Okay. And ideas. See, I'm getting into these ideas. The people closest, no one understands me. And then where does that go? Because I'm driven, says page 62. I'm driven by 100 forms of self-pity. So if I get into this sort of thinking, because that's where this all centers, page 23, in my mind. So the people closest to me do not understand. That's why, who does understand? People in the room. Justin B., a stranger. And I always, I am weird. Everybody, I'm weird. But I'm always like, I've never even sniffed them. Not because I'm into sniffing people, but because, you know, when you see a baby, you know, Justin, you and I want to be grandparents one day. We got grown kids. And you sniff a newborn baby. And it's like, I haven't even sniffed you yet. I haven't even hugged you yet. Justin, I've done none of these things to. And he knows my thoughts and understands me more than my own brother. I'm not joking here. This is, it's radical. And sometimes it's very painful to think of these things, that you are a stranger knowing and understanding me better than my own family. This is painful, but this is why I'm here. This is why I keep coming back. This is why I stay, as Justin says, sit down and stay. Because if I think that my brother, prime example, experience, strength, and hope. My brother doesn't understand me. So during COVID, I called him and we had talked or something. And he had just come back from getting his, you know, boosters and all these things. And first thing he says to me is, responsible people about getting vaccinated. And all, and I didn't follow that course of action. And I can't afford a resentment. Do you know where that went? I didn't. But see, I know my book. So I knew the people closest to me do not understand. You see that? I didn't get a reason. I knew that this guy, Mr. M, because we have the same last name. I'm Mrs. M. He's Mr. M. You know, he's my brother. And I still have my legal name. He doesn't understand. So why am I going there? Because I'm armed with the facts. So let's go here, because it was, the people closest to me don't understand what I need. Well, they're never going to. Unless,
hey, Nikki, before you go to the next one, I want to jump in because,
yeah, please get in.
The way you've taken that paragraph on page 87 has just blown my mind. To me, it's always, it's not probable that I'm going to be inspired at all times, having just gone on this. But shifting that to the expectations that not other people are going to be that way. Because if I have the expectation that, hey, just because I'm not going to be inspired, but you need to be inspired by God at all times to help me, it's a selfish thing that, hey, I expect you to do that. And expectations are, well, this is a saying my wife says all the time, and she got it from somewhere else, I'm sure, but expectations are nothing more than predetermined resentments, and they're going to take me down to the path of resenting that person and being, why can't you support me? You know? All right, let's go to that next page now. Yeah,
exactly. Well, before we go to that page, because you just said the key word, everybody in big book land, when you hear expectations, you know that word is on page 420. That's it. I mean, and not the kind you roll up and smoke, as we like to joke about. This is the kind you live by, 420. Of course, my whole thing on this, no expectations, my rights move in, discard my rights as well as my expectations by asking, here's your slogan, how important is it really? See, how important is it for my brother to understand me compared to my serenity? And as I get more power, because I tap this power every day, a lot of the time it's like, I don't care what you think because I'm here in my hot tub. I'm retired. I'm getting on a plane to go to Luxembourg. Like, I have no problem. So why do I care what my brother thinks, what my mother thinks? Like, we all have our own life to live. So no expectations. But the page I was going to take us to after we were on page 87, top paragraph, no expectations, page 420, know the entire thing. Then I was going to take us to XXIX, where it says, see, as strange as it may seem to those who do not understand. Remember, those who do not understand, they're not going to understand. The book says it, those who do not understand. And my experience after 12 years in these, oh my God, these life-changing rooms, is that actually, people in the rooms don't even understand, because some of them don't even know the big book. Some of them don't even understand what we're driving at here. So let's all roll into page 74. Okay. Because I go back to the question. Remember, everybody, the people closest to me don't understand. My coworkers don't get it. No one understands me. Well, it says right here at the very top of page 74, rightly and naturally, we think well before we choose the person or persons with whom to take this intimate and confidential step. Nikki, that's for a fifth step. Oh, I'm sorry, madam, sir. We said this was an instruction book for life. So this is for anything you're doing, not just for a fifth step. So maybe you're taking the wrong information to those people who are closest to you because they will never understand. You're not thinking well. There it is. Think well. Or are you just running your mouth off at anybody? No, I better think well before I tell my sister, my brother. They're not in the program. And I can get a little tight. I could get a little, actually, I do get loose-lipped. I don't think so well before I open my mouth around Justin B. I really, that's the truth. I don't really, there's my friend on here, one of my earth angels. I don't really think too well. I just kind of spew things out. And in some moments, that can be, but we both have a program. So we'll course correct, she'll pause, I'll pause, and we'll look at each other and go, super freak, we need to really slow down right now because we get it. You know, and then it says right here, it says, we will want to go to the properly appointed authority. See, a lot of the time, those closest to me that don't understand aren't even on the planet Earth. The properly appointed authority is God. What do I do about this? Should I break up with them, Nikki? What do I do? Get to God. Oh, but my therapist said this. Well, you're beyond human aid, so that's fine. You can noodle it out with your therapist. You can noodle it out with big book people. But the properly appointed authority for your sex life is God. You know, like, this gets real deep. And then let's go down to the bottom of page 74, Justin, and then we can, you know, talk a little bit more. You can tell me what you think. I love this very bottom. Remember again, everybody, the big book is about recapturing the ability to love again, to love yourself, to love God, your creator, and to love everyone around you. So at the bottom of page 74, it says, we talk to the right person. See, those closest to me who don't understand what I need because I suffer the disease of alcoholism are not the right person. See, it's important that she, the person, those closest to me, the people, the properly appointed authority, the PAA, whoever Nikki M. and Justin B. are talking to in this moment, not all moments, this moment, be able to keep a confidence. I need a trusted servant that fully understands. You don't need to do that, Nikki. Look what he did to you, Nikki. Look what your government did to you during COVID, Nikki. You don't need to pray for your prime minister and love him. Oh, yeah, I do, or I'll die. Like, radical. Fully understand and approve. Nikki, not only do you need to pray for your prime minister, you need to stop talking about him in a non-loving way. You understand, like, this is radical. Oh, that's right. God's going to give you your God partner, Justin B., who shares the same name as your prime minister. You got to say it all the time and learn to love that name.
thank you for not reflecting your prime minister on me just because we share the same name. But yeah.
No, we have fun here, you guys. Yes, we're just here. Do. This is what recovery is. So don't get upset when the people closest to you don't understand. Go find someone who does. I mean, Justin, right? Isn't this what this is about?
Yeah, I think it is. And that's something that that once again, I love walking through this because I think I understand a lot of these passages from the big book, and I understand how they work for me in my life and how I can help my sponsees apply these principles or be an example or turn them to those principles to do those things. But so often the normies, the ones who trying to find the line here, the ones whose lives may still be run on self-will, who are not in the rooms of recovery, I'm seeing how these things apply to them better and better, and how I can, not in a judgmental way, but in a healthy way, look and say, is this person's life run on self-will? Am I convinced that any life, not just any alcoholic addict life, but any life run on self-will can hardly be a success? And if that's the case, why am I putting so much weight on their ability or inability to do what I need, what I think I need them to do, because that's all about me. So I don't know if, to me, that's just a new perspective, a new way of looking at things. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
Well, exactly what you said. We come in here because we have a disease of perception. What do you mean, Nikki, we have a disease of perception? I mean, it says in the doctor's opinion that we can't differentiate the true from the false. It says that our addict life is our only normal one. So I need this book. I don't understand. You understand? You just said it. We get Chuck Chamberlain wrote that book. A new set of glasses. That's what we get, is a new set of glasses. We're reborn. This is real radical. Like, don't forget, everybody. Let's go here real quick, because I mean, we could just keep dancing around the big book, of course. And when you get off this podcast, Justin, put on a song and dance. I'm going to do the same too. And I'm going to ask all our family and listeners out there, just after because you're probably walking, just put on your favorite song and just dance. Just dance, because that's what this is about. This is about living and loving and knowing and being armed with the facts about each other. I can't even remember what page I was just going to go to about, because I was like, we just got to dance. But this is, we have to be patient. We have to, page 118, we have to be very, very patient. This is not an overnight matter, you guys. This takes time. Oh, I know. Page 55 is where I was going. See, I just keep talking. Page 55 was where I want to go, and then I guess you'll close us out. But because this was about the people who don't understand me. Well, you have to, number one, sweep away all your prejudice. Everything you've ever known, sweep away. Then you got to think really honestly. Has everything I've ever been taught, programmed into believing from my parents, society, the tell lies to your vision, television, all these things, is that true? I got to think honestly. And then I got to search diligently within myself. And then it says here, yes, if you wish, you can join us on a broad highway. And it says, with this attitude, what attitude, Nikki? With the attitude of sweeping away everything you've ever known, people, with thinking radically honest, like radically honestly, it's like, am I special? Is God really my creator? Am I really chosen? Do I really get to ask and all my needs will be met? as long as they're for the greater good of the human race. See, this is real radical thinking. And then I got to search diligently. Not, what do you mean? Not within those people, Justin, not within that bottle, not within that baggie, not within that mall, not within that, those porn, not within those bag of chips, not within validation. No, you mean only within me is where I find all this? Yes. And then the consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. That's a great promise. The consciousness of your belief, meaning you're going to understand that the people closest to me don't get me. You're going to give praise and thanks all the time that some, even one person does. I'll tell you right now, people, if you're listening and you think you're alone, call Justin B, call Nikki M. We overstand. Because we're here. We're in this. This is our lifestyle. And I think, you know, Justin, you'll agree that we really do live on page 77. Our real purpose is to serve you guys. So you're not alone. Don't go to those people who don't get it. We do.
And Nikki, I'm looking forward to, after this meeting, putting some Jason Mraz in my head and doing some dancing. Because I'm looking forward to that. Everybody, this what Nikki just shared with us and what the big book shares with us is so powerful, and it's applicable to all areas of my life, not just to my addiction, not just to my thinking. It's everywhere, and it can be of use in me being of maximum service to God and my fellows around me, even those normies who don't get it. I can still live this life in a way that reflects that light to help lift them and serve them in whatever way it is. I'm going to read one of the lines that you just did. Then, if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. Come commence shoulder to shoulder with us. Come trudge, walk with purpose and determination this road of happy destiny, because you're worth it. And we're all worth it who are walking this path, and all others are worth it to see us walking this path. Come back. Sit all the way down. Come all the way in. It works when I work it. Work it. You are worth it.